Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Throughout the season of Advent thus far, we have been asking ourselves the question, what child is this? And certainly we know from the angel Gabriel and how he speaks to Mary, and certainly we know that Joseph hears from an angel in a dream, and that all teaches us something about who Jesus is. But in fact, today we come to another angel choir, one we just heard spoken from Luke's gospel and spoken, of course, by the children of our congregation, and that is the heavenly host. They come and they preach to the shepherds who are out in the field. So allow me to read these words for you one more time. In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." So before we actually get to the preaching of these angels, we need to meet the shepherds where they're at. What sort of child is this? Well, he's the one who makes the night sky shine with the glory of the Lord. This in itself is a little bit of an object lesson for us in our own world. Why? Well, because the shepherds were the lowliest of people, and they had to live in uncertainty. What happens in the night? What's going bump in the night right outside of your view? We have no idea. That's why it's so scary, because we don't know what's in the dark. And certainly we're in a church that is filled with light right now, but truth be told, we're in the dark. We live in a world that is filled with uncertainty and hardship and trouble. And you know what? I'm sure you all have your own dose of that today, whatever it may be. You know, there's always going to be something that will happen in your life. And maybe if you're living the best day of your life right now, you can be certain that somewhere on the horizon, something is going to go wrong. That's where we are. That is what this sin-filled world is all about. That good times never last. And of course, we want the good times to be forever, right? And sometimes we even convince ourselves that we'll be living in good times forever. But it can't happen on this side of heaven. It never happens in our own temporal existence. I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find someone whom death hasn't touched. We all have loved ones, friends, family members who have died. Or, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who hasn't had a relationship that has somehow fallen apart at one point or another. You know, heaven forbid it's because something awful happened and that caused it to be estranged. I mean, there's always that case where you have to kind of tiptoe around certain topics with certain people. Heaven forbid we get to talk about politics in our world, or heaven forbid we get to discuss money, or heaven forbid we get to talk about, you know, what is the truth according to religion, and where does Christianity fit into our lives? Or more importantly, heaven forbid we talk about something as controversial as Omicron and coronavirus. We all know that the world is filled with trouble. And some things are particularly taboo. And if those don't do it, then I'm certain you guys can all relate to that credit card bill that's probably coming in January. We have trouble. That is what our world is about. That is what the shepherds had to deal with. But what happens for the shepherds and what happens for us? God comes with his glory. And it's reflected in these angels, and they can't help but speak. Because first, we get this picture of one angel who comes down to these shepherds to announce the great victory that God is going to have through the Savior. But all the other angels in heaven, they can hardly contain themselves. And so all of a sudden, the multitude of the heavenly host comes down saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." What child is this? He's not only the child who fills the night sky with God's glory, but he's the child whom angels cannot help but praise with their voices. And of course, we know why. Jesus comes to overcome the darkness. He glorifies God in being the perfect human being, born of the Virgin Mary. But look at what he comes to do. He heals the blind, the lame, the mute, the deaf. He conquers various sicknesses and diseases. He even raises the dead. This is the beginning, Jesus' birth, right? It's the beginning of the end for God's salvation plan, because in 33 short years after this event with the shepherds, salvation gets accomplished in Jesus' death, life again, and ascension into heaven. And thereby, God has done everything that he needs to do to save you and to save me from our sin, from death, and from the devil. What child is this? He's the child who lights up the night sky with the glory of God. He's the child whom angels cannot help but praise with their voices. And finally, he's the child who causes action to take place. You know, after they hear this proclamation of the angels, the shepherds don't go, "You know what, guys, let's just finish our shift out here in the field, and then we'll go and see if this thing the angels said is true." No. It says they went with haste to find the Lord. They went with haste to find Mary and Joseph and the baby who was wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger, because they believed the words of the angel that the Son of God had been born, and they couldn't help themselves. Because if these promises are true, if what the angel said is actually true, then they need to see it. They need to go. They need to witness. And they do. And it's what the Lord encourages all of us to do. I mean, these promises of God, they're real. They have meat to them. And certainly we don't get the heavenly host and the benefit of that sort of miraculous, you know, vision from God. But that doesn't make the promises of the scriptures any less real for us today. So I want to tell you a little story. This morning as I was driving around, on the radio, one of these news, or not newscasters, these radio personality guys, he starts to talk about how he wants everyone to have the best holiday season. You know, to be happy and to have joy and to be merry and to really enjoy the day and make it the best you've ever had. And as I sat and reflected on those words, I was waiting for him to give me the why. Like, as you look at all of the trouble that is in this world, as you look at all of the problems that we have to deal with, and then you go, why should I be joyful? Why should I be happy? Why should this be the best ever holiday season that has ever existed ever? And he never gave it to me. He never preached to me why it should be so happy or blessed or rejoicing. Because he doesn't have any meat to his wish. They're just nice words. It's just some sort of arbitrary hope that exists out there in the noise that is the world. But that's not what the shepherds get, and that's not what you have either. You know why this is going to be the best Christmas, and why last Christmas was the best Christmas, and the next Christmas after this one will be the best Christmas, and the most joyful, and the one in which you will rejoice and be merry. It's because you know who Jesus is. God born as a human being. God born that way he might give his life for you. God who lives perfectly because he knew that you couldn't. God who overcomes death. That gives peace. That gives hope. And that gives joy. What child is this? Well, Jesus, he's our Savior, the one who fills the night with the glory of God, the one whom angels cannot help but speak of and praise with their voices. And of course, he is the one who gives you true hope and gives you the haste to receive his promises. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.